I would go ahead and y'all are understanding.
Come somebody to call the order of this third and final public hearing for the City of Mountain Park Village Rates. Thank you all for being here. I know this has been a long and somewhat contentious process over the past couple of weeks, but this is what it takes to get what we want to see happen in our community, so I appreciate all of your involvement. And I also appreciate councils, they're listening to what the citizens have to say and voting their conscience. So with that said, I want to ask Councilman Scott Reed to say some words about his presentations, clarification, if anybody has any questions, and then we'll move on to the final discussion.
Sure. Thank you. We don't have the presentation today because I think, well, frankly, I think the vast majority of people in here have already seen it at least once or twice, maybe even three times. So again, this hearing is really to talk about, hear your feedback about the millage rate before we go into the special call. The question that's on the table is, do we keep the millage rate at 9.55 or do we lower it? We've had a lot of discussion about what the difference would be in your tax bill based on a somewhat average basis based off homeowner, home exemptions and so forth, and I think everybody knows that. Hopefully you've even done some of your own research as to what it would mean for your specific home. I do want to clarify, there was a question that was raised at the last hearing about the community development piece. That was my attempt to be somewhat succinct and descriptive. That's actually related to the CDBG grants, or the Community Development Block Grant, which from when it was originally put into the budget to now has changed. We are no longer receiving that particular grant, and therefore no longer need the matching funds in it. So with that, I'd like to ask, does anybody have any specific questions about the presentation I gave last time?
Just raise your hands and I'll right there. Yes, sir.
Did we ever get the final word back on the community block development grant? Is that definitely a no?
That's definitely a no. Yes, it's
a definite no.
So then what happens to those funds?
So to be specific, those are simply budgeted funds. They're not money that was there. Yeah. It's just money. That was the matching dollars we would have gotten, right? Or anticipated getting. So now it would be cash that we wouldn't spend.
All right. Yes, sir.
So those funds are, how much does that lower the millage rate?
$27,000. Without running the specific numbers or the math, it's approximately 0.6, 0.7.
All right. Any other questions? All right. At this point, thank you, Councilman Reed. We will ask if any of the other council members have any comments, and we'll let them speak and take any questions, and then we will do a straw poll just to see where we are, and then we'll be prepared for our 7 o'clock special call meeting where the council will vote on the millage rate. Councilman Hendricks, do you have anything you would like to?
Nothing to add.
All right. Councilperson Silver.
I always have something to say.
That's why you
went there. I have been listening to citizens, and I just want to reassure you guys that we care, we care, we care, I care. I have listened to some comments that hurt. They were hurtful. They were undermining, and there's many, many, many layers to being on council, and I will be the very first to tell you that I do not have all the answers. I am readily admitting that I am not a math person. I turn to my math people to get answers, and I just am trying to do the best I can with the skills that I do have, and I care beyond belief, and I have listened to you, and I just need you guys to understand that we are trying to do what is best for our city. We are not operating in a deficit. We are not operating by spending. We are not overspending. As far as I can see, we're not spending enough. And I believe that we have an incredible treasure here, and we need to treat it as such. It's very important that we consider that.
All right. And Councilman Murphy.
Okay. I agree with Carol. We have an incredible treasure here. So I absolutely believe in Mountain Park and its longevity. However, I also believe we've over-collected tax revenues for too long and haven't provided the citizens a means to get that money back. If you overpay the IRS sends you your money back. If you overpay your mortgage escrow, your mortgage company sends you your escrows back. We haven't done that, and it's not because we're greedy, it's not because we're trying to hang on to your money, it's because there's been uncertainty related to the fire department and various things that we needed to solve for. I think at this point in time, with $1 million in reserve, we have solved for a lot of this, and my proposal would be to reduce the millage rate closer to 6.0, and I would do that by not cutting services and not cutting into meaningful programs, but I would cut the CDBG, which we've discussed, the $24,000 to $7,000 is not needed. So that's almost a tenth of a point right there. The contingency, we're holding $39,000 on storm damage that may or may not happen. I would say if it happens, we'll deal with it then, so pull that out. And then I would pull out the $15,000 to the lake, which I believe was just a plug number anyway. There wasn't a project that I can recall for it anyway. Lloyd, thankfully, alerted me to some much-needed road work on Spruce, so I've taken that back out. But there's about $75,000 worth of savings that really comes out of contingency, which I believe we could reduce the mill rate without cutting into any meat and just keep it in the fat. The other thing I've asked is that we cease any additional spending on Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department until Lloyd and Scott come up with a plan that's vetted, that we all can believe in, and then at that point in time, I would fund it. I'd ask for that. I'd also ask that we combine, ARC came up with a really good recommendation that we get a better view on what our financial future looks like. I think with $1 million in reserve, we have a financial future, we are viable, but I would like for an independent third-party consultant not only to look at if we were to dissolve the charter, what might that look like? Not that we do it, but just what does it look like? And number two, Lori didn't get against. And number two, what I'd ask is that same firm that looks at that process also tells us what kind of reserve should we have. Roswell, and again, comparisons to Roswell are not real good. We're different cities, but Roswell carries 25% contingency. I'm not saying they also have the ability to float a bond, and we don't. So what I'd add to that survey work or the study work that we would commission is somebody to figure out what does our financial future look like and what contingency should we have, and therefore if there is excess, then what should we do with that? Either spend it on projects or return it to the citizens. So that's my plan, a short-term and a long-term plan.
All right, thank you. Real quick, hang on. Before we move to Councilperson Dixon, clarification, the $15,000 in the lake fund, what is it?
If I'm not mistaken, that's for the annual lake management contract we have with Aquascape.
Or
for the algae.
The algae and everything
yes.
like that. So,
yes.
Yeah. Sort of all right. Yes, sir, in the back.
Mark.
Sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the most sensible things I've heard out of council during my period on council and this council. That was very well put. And I actually thank you, because you made sense. You laid it out nicely. You kind of took both sides, you found the middle ground. Instead of just people raising their hands, taxing the public, tax the public, tax the public. Well, we had inflation we got to deal with, and then more taxes. So what you had to say, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else have any questions for Councilman Murphy? Yes, sir.
I have a question on that commissioning for the consultant to assess things.
If we could add to that, what our options would be if we had an unforeseen expense that went beyond our reserves.
Right.
Just given our stature, we certainly there are some options.
And I would also add in there evaluation of our water rates, because I know that that's been a little bit of heartburn, especially for larger families.
All right. Councilperson Dixon, you missed the opening. We are going to give each council member the opportunity to express their position, their opinion, and take any questions from the audience before we move to the special call meeting at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So do you have anything you would like to say?
Well, have you spoken, Scott?
Yes.
I've spoken, but I haven't.
He's going to comment after you.
Okay, because I was agreeing with him with the 8.50 for millage rate or lower. I feel like, unlike Mark, I feel like the volunteer fire department has got to be put together, and we have to start doing it now. We cannot wait. We need to be free of Roswell within a year. We have we have plenty of money. Councilmember Murphy is leading people to believe we don't have the money, and we are financially secure. And I don't understand why we're even talking about losing the charter. I'm just against that. And I don't know. I get kind of emotional even talking about all this that we've been going through. And I helped Sandy Springs with their charter. It took 25 years to get their charter in the city. And it took Mountain Park, Joyce Ayers says, many, many, many years. You don't just throw that away. It's more than just a charter. It's the livelihood of the city. It's what guides the city. It's everything about the city.
All right.
But I just
stay with the millage rate.
I feel that has to do with the millage rate.
All right, fair enough.
But anyway, I hope we can get it down. I think 8.50 is low enough. And that's it.
All right, thank you. And unfortunately, you missed a couple of Councilman Murphy's comments, so you know, might have influenced your position, but I certainly appreciate everything that's said.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Do you have any questions for Councilperson Dixon?
I just want to know how you're planning to revitalize the fire department, because that doesn't seem to be working. I mean, listen, I remember, you know this, when you were on the fire department. I mean, it used to be people came, people served, people were there. If something happened in your house, somebody would be in your house in 4 minutes. We got hit by lightning. Jim was the first person to walk into my house. It was probably 4 minutes after that lightning strike happened.
For the record, I've loved the fire department, but I've never been a part of the fire department. I've been a part of the government that was
there. Did you have a coat though, like they had? Like,
yeah, well, but also...
They loaned your coat. But anyway, regardless, my point is this. Tell me how you're doing it. That's what I don't see. I mean, my wife literally made cookies for those guys for their meetings for years when people showed up. Tell me how you're going to do it. I'd love to have a fire department. I don't see it happening.
Mr. Goldsmith, you missed Councilman Murphy's comments about asking our Oversight Committee to suspend any funding until the Oversight Committee
plan.
Yeah, provides this. So that's what those gentlemen are being asked to do. So I'm going to let Councilperson Reed speak again and let him say his position. It may include something about how they see the fire department. All right? Anyone else for Councilperson Dixon? Yes, sir.
Tonight, I've heard twice, we have plenty of money, so why do you want to dig us for another $84 a year? You said we have plenty of money.
Yeah. We have resources. Twice. There's a lot of different
I've heard that dollars. Twice. Plenty. You think we have plenty of money? No. You're taking from us, then you'll have even more money.
You don't even know what we're going to do.
All right.
Excuse me.
All right. I appreciate your comments, but both of you. Yes, sir.
It's real fun, isn't it?
Right.
So,
yeah, you don't have it.
I did just hear Councilperson Dixon say that we have plenty of money several times, and I also heard her say we have other several resources. What are those resources? Where are they?
Tell us.
Y'all have come to all of these meetings, especially you, Bill. You know where they all come from.
I don't, that's
why I'm asking you the question. We've already been through all of that. It comes from many areas.
With all due respect?
Taxes, from...
With all due respect, I'd like to know what the other specific other areas of resources are, other than our taxes. You said that quite clearly in front of everybody, we have other resources. What are they? Just asking.
Good question.
You do not understand government, number one. I'm not even going to answer, because you have to understand government to know what...
All right, at this point, Councilperson Dixon is not going to answer the question, so thank you for the question, but I'm going to let Councilperson Reed speak his position.
So,
all right, guys, hang on. They can't hear me.
To address specifically MPVFR, I agree with what Council Murphy says, and I agree with other people have said. This is why I asked for a public safety oversight committee to be formed, in order to build that business plan, in order to figure out whether we can stand up MPVFR prior to any incremental spending taking place. However, I also asked for a budget line item to be put in. Budgeting is not spending, right? So that MPVFR and the people that have chosen to volunteer know that this city and this council is serious about potentially reconstituting MPVFR. Yet, if it is not possible, then I will be the first person, and I believe Lloyd, as the other member of the oversight committee, be the first person to say, okay, this isn't going to work, and no more money will be spent on it. And we'll move forward. Move forward with other things that we have, such as the contract with Roswell, or other potential options. That's why I was established, to oversee what is happening, oversee the requests, oversee the budgets, to that extent. I would like to challenge Councilman Murphy's comments. Not that I disagree with the math or disagree with anything that he said, yet we do not know what's going to happen on January 1st when Roswell can change the rate that they charge Mountain Park citizens for that same 911 service. We do not know how the vote is going to go with the referendum on November 2nd for the lakes. We do not know what winter is going to look like with the contingency that we have. We do not know a lot of things. And so while we certainly could cut to the bone and go to 6.0, and the math proves that, and I don't disagree with that at all, I would honestly argue that council and the councils who follow it, because there's still going to be two people that are sitting up here on council next year, regardless of who gets voted, should look at a more measured approach. Do I agree that the millage rate needs to go down? Yes. And I have a number in my head. Should it go down to as low as Councilman Murphy suggested? I don't think that is the prudent option. We will dig into the reserves. We will, as expenses increase over time, those reserves will get cut into as we look to find where the true bottom is. But if we just say that we can cut to the bottom right away and rely on a reserve that, yes, is at $1 million, could be eaten up rather quickly. And what happens in 2 years when we're at 6.0 and we say, you know what, we've had an increase of expenses, we have this $200,000 road that we have to build, we have this, we have that, and we have to raise it by another 200,000, we have to raise it by 2 points, or 3 points, or 5 points. In order to pay for that. I do think taxes need to be reduced, yet I do not think we should cut to the bone right away. I think we should take a measured approach.
All right, thank you, sir. Anyone have any questions for Councilman Reed? Yes, sir, you first, and then the gentleman in the back. Yeah, you.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying, but to me, the phrase tax neutral means if this is how much you're going to spend, then you set the millage rate accordingly. You don't say, but we might spend, or January might bring. To me,
And I'm not even saying that that's not a good plan. I'm just simply kind of making sure I understand what tax neutral means. We have this many expenses, and we can verify that vis-a-vis our budget, and therefore we need this many tax dollars in order to cover that.
Councilman Reed, would you like to speak to that?
So, I agree. And I'll just state my position. I originally sent an email out to council saying that I would support an 8.3. In fact, I would almost revise that. It's not something I talked about with council, but I would revise it down to 8. We do eat into the reserves if we do that with the current expenses that we have, right? Or unknown expenses that we may have. But I don't think that that's cutting in so deep that any unexpected expenses come fully out of the reserves. And then next year, we're gonna have a just playing out this, let's play a little game theory. Let's play it out. Next year, we come in, we have an increase in property taxes, or an increase in property values, rather. That's gonna say we remain revenue neutral, we gotta go even lower. But we may not have used the reserves. We may not have had the increased expense from Roswell. We may say Mount Park Volunteer Fire Department has gotten off the ground and it costs way less than Roswell. Or we may be able to go even further down. We may be able to cut even further into that reserves. And so maybe next year it's 7 or 6.5. We measure, we go down slowly to find the true bottom, what is the sustainable number for the city of Mount Park, rather than cutting directly to the bone and saying, this is what it is, and then next year, or the year after that, because of rising expenses, because of unexpected expenses, because of roads collapsing, I'm being dramatic, right? But we have to raise taxes. We raise the military.
Thank you.
And that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to get to you, Nick, but I'd like to just make a comment on top of that. Property values in Mountain Park are going up, and there's no doubt about that. We all know that because of the amount of taxes that we get in the tax bill. Unfortunately, it's what moved us out of the qualifying for CDBG. We don't qualify for that anymore because we have more valuable property. But that is the nature of why we value more valuable property, because one, home values are better, and two, it broadens our tax base. So Scott is right. We may even be able to see a lower tax rate in the future as property values continue and Mount Park becomes a more valuable place, a desirable place to live. So, yes, sir, you in the back.
So, Scott, I'm very appreciative of these numbers. You've obviously heard some of the comments that we've made in the last meetings and absorbed it all, so thank you for that. I guess just a couple things just from my perspective. I agree with you thoroughly. You cut this thing down to the bone, you're going to have the what ifs, the what if January's bad, what if the road fails, this, that, the other. And I think where I'm coming from, and maybe some of the other citizens of Mountain Park are coming from, until we can figure ourselves out, is the fire department viable? Your committee's going to help determine that. Is the city viable? Should it be viable, according to what Mark wants to do with the study? And we may get that study done. Right now, it's real easy to throw out the words, oh, this is for the charter, get rid of Mountain Park, we'll become Roswell. No one knows what that means. We may go through this study, hopefully we do, get the study done, and we may look at that study and say, there's no way we can do this. That's off the table now. Let's make this thing work. So in a nutshell, in those immediate next year, I'm suggesting we just consider cutting down to the bare minimals until we know what we have. We have reserves built up. We've got money that's been put away. We haven't touched a dime of it in years. So if we run into a trouble spot, we have the money to go back and look, or to go back and draw from. So we, other resources or not, we have that financial ability to do so for the short term. We certainly don't want to keep the millage rate low and taxes low and go through that reserve in 5 years from now. Geez, we don't have a reserve, and sorry, who's going to chip in and move the branch out of the road? So if we can just stabilize our spending until we can figure ourselves out with all this analysis that comes back, that's what I'm encouraging us to do. And if the millage rates or the taxes go up because of something catastrophic, I'm being dramatic here, the dam fails, the bridge has a problem, we have something that's major, and taxes go up, I can say my taxes are going up because of that dam. My taxes are going up because of the bridge. But right now, my taxes are going up, and I don't know what the heck my money's going to. Into a reserve, into a file, into another pocket, not a legal pocket, but another area of the budget.
Same pair of pants, right?
Yeah, exactly right, thank you. So I guess what I'm just saying is, can we just consider our budget with some fat in it and find that middle road between what Mark has done, what George has done, what you're suggesting, and find that middle road just to kind of put a brakes on what I consider just a lot of excess budgets, which drives up the military, until we can figure ourselves out of the city. The volunteer fire department may be the way to go. We don't know, but we just keep saving and saving and saving and taxing and taxing and taxing. But don't rely until we figure ourselves out.
All right, thank you. Yes, sir. Wait, excuse me, Dan. Would you like to comment to that?
I'm not sure there's anything to respond to.
Okay.
In theory, I agree.
Yeah, all right. Yes, sir, Mr. Jones.
Scott, I agree completely that we need to do a public safety oversight to determine what we really need for our fire department. However, it seems to me that adding money in the budget this year is something we don't know for sure what the outcome is going to be. It's like adding an additional reserve on top of the reserve that we already have. Be more responsible to take whatever you think we need and make sure we have something available in case the study comes out with a different kind of result, and use that rather than adding reserve on which taxpayers have to be responsible.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying and asking. If there's any rebuttal, it's that we have no intention of dragging this out till next year's budget. We either know an answer by January or we don't. It's as simple as that.
But my understanding is we're putting money into this year's budget for the fire department. Is that correct?
A budget line item of $40,000 is in place then, yes.
That's really the reserve. So why don't we take that out of the existing reserve rather than adding more money into the budget for a reserve stuff that we don't know the outcome of yet?
So,
very good.
The short answer to that is...
All right, come on, folks. Give him a chance to respond, please.
The short answer to that is budgeting is not spending. We are talking about... The military is about revenue, right? That $40,000, if we choose to use it and spend it, that'll come out of the reserve. That'll come out of the cash reserve. Because it's just simply budgeted there. But we're talking about the budget that was passed in June, which does not include this $40,000.
Say that again, please.
So, the budget that we're talking about, this thing, that $40,000 isn't in here, right? It was just budgeted. It was approved by council to put it in to an amended budget.
Okay. Through that council put it in, but it's not in the budget?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Council has just approved a line item to go into the budget. But an amended budget has not been approved by council. That typically happens later in the year.
That money could be taken out of the money that was budgeted for paying Roswell the last 6 months of next year. Am I correct? I mean, that money, it's a lump sum of money, and if we pull the 40 from somewhere, it could probably be the money that we're eventually anticipating having to pay Roswell, or it could come from the reserve. So hopefully that clarifies that it is a line item, but there's not a pot of $40,000 to just sitting there that can't be spent on anything.
So
specifically, surplus? It would
come out of whatever surplus that we have.
Yes.
If specifically, if you looked at the public safety, you would see basically one line in my line item in there.
$118,
which is what was budgeted to support the Roswell agreement. That's it.
All right. Yes, ma'am, you got your hand up next.
Yeah, I had just a clarification question about the fire department and what we're talking about. So the oversight committee right now, you guys are looking into the feasibility of starting it back up in lieu of what is going on with Roswell. If we, what Mark is suggesting to kind of put a stop on that budgeting, I think it's going to make it their job more difficult to find out the feasibility of the department, because anybody would want to join and start up and go through the training without having that, you know, without knowing that the money is going to be there to continue down that contract. I think it's going to be more difficult for them to see if they can do it or not. And like they said, you know, I don't think that they want this to go on for years down the road, but I think that if this is something that as a community we want to look into and find out if this can happen, then I would think that we need to make sure it's backed by that budget line item. And I am not a math person, so I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly. But to me, I just feel like that if we want to give it a chance, we need to give it what it needs to be able to find out if it can work, if that makes sense.
Yes, I think so. Yes, ma'am.
Realistically, how long do you think the training, basic life, final one, 11 and a half people, I believe is what you said several weeks ago, how long will that take? It's the end of September, basically. What are we looking at?
So right that, now...
I mean, that's the start, right? They're getting the people, getting them trained.
Yeah. I mean, we're past 7 o'clock. I want to answer your question, so we are into
special. We are getting into the special call meeting, so I thank the council members and I thank the audience for the dialogue. I think it's important so that everyone kind of knows where they stand. We will now go into the special call meeting.